Romans 8:28 is a verse that probably most of us can quote. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Doesn't mean all things came under his design. It just means he's able to reverse the effect of tragedy, turn it into triumph. It's critical that we hold dear in our heart this understanding of God's goodness so that that one element is never in question when something happens. That means then, if I don't question his goodness, I get to be a part of the solution. So I want to pray for that. I want to pray that together you and I would have great impact on the world around us by not questioning his goodness, but going beyond that, living with the conviction of his goodness to the point we become a redemptive part of the solution. We pray according to God's redemptive work to see breakthrough into people's lives. So let me pray for you. Father, I ask in Jesus' wonderful and glorious name that you'd cause every person involved in this study to come into a realization that your goodness is the greatest reality there is, and that together we'd be able to live with that sense of goodness, the conviction of who you are, until we see things that are impossible and broken beyond repair come back into full restoration. Lord, in fact, I pray the prayer, the decree that Solomon made, that there'd be a restoration seven times greater of things that were stolen. For people involved in this right now, that there'd be such a breakthrough that we would watch as you restore to every household, every individual, seven times restoration of whatever was stolen or broken. I pray this for the honor of the name Jesus, that as these things play out in our lives, you would be glorified because your goodness has been realized. I give you thanks in advance. Father, thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen.